I'm not, you know, I was lucky enough, or desperate enough, to live outside this country for a while. And I observed, you know, that if I walked down the streets of Paris or Stockholm or Istanbul, with, you know, Phyllis, for example, nobody even noticed it. The only people I've known, the only people who really get uptight when they see a black boy working with a white girl, for example, are Americans. And I've seen this a thousand times. I've seen it once. We're walking down the street, she and I talking to each other, minding our own business. Or I'm walking down the street by myself, and here comes, you know, somebody, you know, with his girl. And something happens in his eyes, something happens in his face. I don't want his girl. I haven't even seen him. You know, I don't care what they're doing. But something stiffens in him. Some trigger goes off in him. As I'm going to steal the girl. Well, it isn't because I'm black. It's because you people pay for what they do. It's not because I want to steal his girl. He's uptight about me walking down the street. Or uptight about Phyllis and me walking down the street. He's uptight because of some buried guilt. He knows what he's done. People always know. They pretend they don't, but they know. I don't want to rape, you know, white women. But, you know, I know how many of my women have been raped. And I know by whom, and so do you. You know? Now, in fact, I don't think anything, you know, in the black ferment of the black revolution really involves revenge or is vindictive at all. You know? It is the white imagination, the guilty white imagination, which makes this out of it. And is this which paralyzed us in all our social activities. You know, it's the reason why no one says anything about the labor unions, you know, the schools, the situation of the people in the ghetto, nothing about the police, who are a very real menace to every black cat alive in this country. And no matter how many people say, you know, you're being paranoid when you talk about police brutality, I know what I'm talking about. I survived those streets and those precinct basements. And I know, and every black cat in this country knows, what the policeman is really like. And furthermore, I'll tell you this. I know what he was like when I was really helpless, how many beatings I got. And I know what happens now because I'm not really helpless. But I know, too, that if I haven't got the presence of mind, you know, to do whatever I have to do, he doesn't know that this is Jimmy Baldwin and not just some other nigger. He's going to blow my head off just like he blows off everybody else's head. And this is done with the will of the state, and this cannot be overstated. Mm-hmm. It can happen to my mother in the morning, to my sister, to my brother. It's only now beginning to be born on you since it's happening to your heroes. What has happened all these years to us? Mm-hmm. For me, this has always been a violent country. It has never been a democracy.
Right. I do get the feeling that you overstate for rhetorical purposes sometimes, and when you say, the thing about the policeman, the simple phrase once come to my mind, but there are some good policemen, in the sense that when you say, I could never vote for the Republicans as long as Nixon is in the party, or I could never vote for the Democrats as long as, who shall I say, Senator Eastland or...
Senator Eastland, for example.
But that leaves no door open. There's no hope then.
Door to what? Let me try to make it very clear. What I'm saying may be stated badly or awkwardly, but what I'm trying to say cannot be overstated. No tongue can overstate it. You know, it takes you a long time in stammering to state it.
I agree. There's no eloquence equal to the race problem.
And of course there are some good policemen, no doubt.
I just think you risk being misunderstood by people who would be, pardon the expression, sympathetic by what sounds like too broad a statement.
But you must understand that part of what is happening here is a tremendous gap between my experience of life, I'm using myself as a black man, right? And your experience of life, you as a white man, okay? Mm-hmm. And you say sympathetic, for example. But you overlook, you know, I hate to put it this way, because I sound like an overstatement too, that I, historically speaking, have lived here with your sympathy. You know, for a very long time. It may have occurred to me now that if I could live with your sympathy as long as I have, I can possibly live without it. I mean, I want your sympathy anymore. Maybe I can't afford it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about individual policemen, and no doubt Nixon loves his children. I'm talking about the structure for which these people work. Yes. Policemen in the ghetto are not there, no matter what liberal newspapers may say, are not there to protect my life. They're there to protect your property.
Stay with us. Stay with us. We'll be back after this message.
see what's being done to my kind. Every day, I'm being haunted as prey. My people don't want no trouble, we ain't fed no struggle. I just wanna live. God protect me. I just wanna live. I just wanna live.
This Revolution Church. The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting the heart, cause I know you got soul.
The information age got them seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now. Thanks to you, Flav and P.E. putting it down. Putting your life on the line so I can rap now. The next generation still singing, fight the power.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power that be.
Police think they Wayne, 6ix9ine over the law. Wanna give us short sticks, but we really need a long. To the boys in the hood, ducking bullets and batons. From boys in the hood, triple K's on their arm. Four fingers on my palm, screaming fight. Change the policy, defund, buy back our property. You love Black Panther, but not Fred Hampton. Word to the Howards and the Aggies and the Hamptons. They book us, won't book us, I'm booker. Washington, George Kill for 20. Think about it. That's 2,000 pennies. The value black life, the cost of going to Wendy's for a four-quarter burger. Ended in murder. Fight for Brianna and the pain of her mama. Gotta fight.
Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the power.
Yeah, generations is how long we've been at war. The revolution on our platform. You break a man's mind and it's back. Your solidarity is what I'm wearing all black for. For comrades who don't fought without me. It's not to try and change our thoughts about me or to redirect your reports about me. Yeah, white people, you should take a course about me. Cause is it the long four finger ring? The sciences of the arts, the songs we can sing. I really wanna know why y'all so scared. Probably cause the promised land we almost scared. But look, I think of images that fuel my youth. Interviews by Craig Hodges and Abdul Raouf. Examples like Olympic black power salutes and Panther troops. I saw as I pursue my truth. If racism is a cancer, black thoughts the answer. Gotta get up off the back porch. Emancipate your mind, get your bodies back from ransom.
Come on.
And all black hands up for the anthem.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Yo, check this out, man.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
That beat back.
Two, three.
People, stronger than this evil, smashing your power structure, melanin royal regal, system designed to kill and unprotect, worldwide hit the streets just to get some respect, our fight and our rights for freedom will never waver, justice Breonna Taylor, salute Chuck and Flavor, feel the same anger since Radio Raheem died, black power to the people, push forward pride.
Fighting power like it's an octo. Born to fight, I made it off the block though. Thought he had a gun and he was black, that's the combo. The police killed George having a convo. They killed Malcolm X, they killed Dr. King. They gave us guns and dope, they wanna stop our kings. Trying to erase our history, stop and think. History class ain't tell us about Juneteenth. Cops don't give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a Negro, he's a key, bro. Those living life on welfare. The last one who cared was Obamacare, round 12. Nose kinda bloody, gotta keep fighting. Trump through the North Korea, they respect violence. If you ain't trying to have your city on fire, put some respect on our name. We come from gold and diamonds.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the powers that be. Elvis was a hero the most, but he never meant to me. You see, straight up, racist, the sucker was simple and plain.
The men John Wayne.
Cause I'm black and I'm proud, I'm ready, I'm hyper, I'm amped.
Most of my heroes on a piano stamp. Sample all look like you looking by nothing but rendering for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Demo by Santa to slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on, come on. What we got to say? Power to the people, know the lay. Make everybody see in order to fight the powers that be.
Thank you. to minimal. Cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This has got to cease. Cause we be getting hyped to the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. There's a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking out the boom box. Check the exercise. Check the word overseer. Like a sample. Repeat it very quickly and approve.
Yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Hey, yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. And you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. And you listening to CKUT, and the place to be, from the bottom to the TOP.
Hysteria. Protect and serve what gives. Instead, they murdered Nicholas Gibbs. Oh, what a crying shame. When pointing fingers, it's the families we blame. That ain't compassion in your eyes, it's disdain. I didn't choose where I grew up, but you're acting like I chose this lane. You see, my mother didn't grow green like broccoli. Last resort ended up on Walkley. You see, I never got a body, never snatched no purse. How living in certain places get you labeled the worst is beyond me. So I've been polying with my army. We need a little privacy, space from these zombies. Black money, black business, black babies, black wishes. Me, me, amigos, about to build a black district, Mrs. Mayor.
Mayor, mayor, mayor,
mayor,
mayor, mayor, mayor, mayor. I'm talking that blue collar talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking for the inner city. Hey,
this a letter for my mayor. This
mayor. Tell her take it to the prime minister and the premier too. You can tell the president, shorty, call your whole crew, Mrs. Mayor.
DG Uptown Bergs, Verdun, La Salle, Ville Saint Laurent, Montreal Nord, the Point East. This is my city, yo.
They like, ooh, preach, don't get forbidden. I'm like, it, who's repping Anthony Griffin or Marcellus Francois, Leslie Presley, Trevor Kelly, Martin Soiseau or Freddie Villanueva. I watch them harass my neighbors. If a tussle end up in a death roll, you a gator. Can't police a horseback looking like Darth Vader. Bro, I ain't joking. Tony Stark's coming later. You know Iron Man equipped. Flying man. Already using jaws to spy on man. I shouldn't be afraid to call the police. But 911 might leave me deceased in front of my nephew and niece. Handcuffed and on my knees. On my belly screaming, I can't breathe. It's time to bring the ghetto jobs like Steve. Open doors for these kids, turn knobs, no keys. I'm trying to grow trees out of seeds, cause black fathers aren't the only men that leave with 1.3 million mouths to feed. I'm trying to raise a half a million PhDs. Mrs. Mayor! This a letter for my mayor. Tell her take it to the prime minister and the premier too. You can tell the president, shorty, call your whole crew, Mrs. Mayor.
Rasta is in progress.
The system is a strain and a mess.
Making
You can't tell them a different from woman, yeah, the people them as well. The food I give we cancer, look how long we a tell them about the benefits of ganja. Them not like the smell, so we not get no sponsor. Rum and cigarette company, them running rampant, no money no flow. The ghetto gets so stagnant. You have it strong like junior gang flag, man. Me say me can't breathe, in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me can't breathe. When the youth can't write and can't read. In the depths of this mental pollution, them want we take a dive. Living in destitution, but still we are survive. In spite of persecution, we humble as a child. Because this revolution is of a different kind. We have a different mind. I preach some different signs, living in a different time. I can feel the frequencies changing around me. It's like the anxiety I drown me. Me say me can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe. Me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe. Me can't breathe. When the youth can't write and can't read. A long time the Rasta man a warn them. Fill out the bloody meat and go take it to the farm them. Now a just disease them a put in a the can. And the damn soya bean. Tumor start farm and the youth them a the future. Yet the police a remind them. Tell Queen Elizabeth give you what we demand. A repatriation chant to the motherland. Yes we gone then. We know our resort we go harm them. Cause we can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me feel claustrophobic. Up in a system where no economic growth is. Me say me can't breathe in a this a suffocation. The people living in a suffocation. Me can't breathe, me can't breathe. When the youth can't write and can't read. Oh, no, no, no. Skibbily bang, the Rastaman is chanting now.
A King Selassie, I wear the crown. Oh, no, no, no.
Same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. You're in, and you're in.
See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Don't you let that face go waterfall. Don't you learn to love you, scars and all. Dark boy, don't you die. They're just human, let them lie. You just know your world and speak your truth. Let them come to you for your love and your heart. See, cause you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Tis your call, there are no wrongs. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
If I had everything, everything, I could change anything, I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything.
Oh yeah.
When the media slings mud, we use it to build huts. Irrefutable facts, merciful, beautiful, black. Beloved brother, you fail to embarrass them, harassing them. To my life, your life pales in comparison. So go write whatever blog. Messiness is not ever the God. Do what's necessary, I'm never worried. Listen, vultures, I've been shackled by Western culture. You've convinced most of my people to live off emotion. That's why we competing, death by the chrome barrel. Forgotten secrets, my killer been Jared. Bone marrow's the deepest. You can peep at the comments, but don't fall for that. We want freedom. I'm a scholar in almanac. People do anything to be involved in everything. Inclusion is a hell of a drug. Some people have everything they probably ever wanted in life and never have enough.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I would change everything.
Oh yeah.
From the birth of a child, the world is foul. Excursions of a searching child should learn to take nothing personal. A parent hates to watch his baby's face, taking his first immunization shots. But this is great, the child's introduction to suffering and pain. Understands without words, nothing is explained. A rush to the brain, looking up at his parent's face like, I thought you would protect me from this scary place. Why'd you let them inject me? Who's gonna know how the side effects is gonna affect me? Who knew I would grow to meet presidents that respect me? If Starbucks is bought by Nestle, please don't arrest me. I need to use your restroom and I ain't buying no espresso soon enough. Assume the cuffs, the position not new to us. Sits back on the bus, sitting, says screw that bus. Boycotted that bus out of business. The future's us. Yet every citizen's in prison.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything.
Oh yeah.
Why watch me as I walk through the folly golly, New York to Saudi. In Italy, I'm Eduardo Bacari, but nasty the hustler, nasty like mustard gas sulfur. And I could sell Alaska to Russia, no pressure. My first house, 11,000 square feet mansion. It was haunted by dead rich whites. Mad a nigga bought his crib to hang up pictures of black Christ. Circular driveways, black cars, and black ice. My second house, still in my 20s, illin' with money. Killed through my spine, spilling wine. It's funny, did good for a staircase loiterer, euphoria. What you saw when you seen a teen turn to a warrior. Did every 4th of July, busting in the sky. It was important to a guy who was mob-minded. Future Marcia Lager driving, till Lambos got average on me. I started liking the look like I ain't had no money. Yellow taxi seats over Maybach seats, just to remind me, just to inspire me, to stay focused, it's a real sick society. Just cause I got your support, don't mean you buying me. I'm buying back the land owned by the slave masters where my ancestors lived. Just to say a rapper made a change. The pant saga put plans in action to lay claim to Pan-African made it happen.
Been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else. You're in, and you're in.
See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
I had everything, everything. I could change anything. If I changed anything, I mean anything, I would change everything. Oh yeah.
Dark boy, don't you cry. There's too much life left in those eyes. Don't you let that face go waterfall. Don't you learn to love your scars and all. Dark boy, don't you die. They're just human, let them lie. You just know your world and speak your truth. Let them come to you for your love, your love. See, cause you've never been the same as anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
It is your call, there are no rules. See, you'll never conclude with anyone else.
Don't think the same as everyone else.
Distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies. I want to point out first that I'm very happy to be here this evening, and I'm thankful for the invitation to come here to Detroit this evening. I was in a house last night that was bombed, my own, but it didn't destroy all my clothes at all, but you know what happens when fire dashes through it. They get smoky. The only thing I could get my hands on before leaving was what I have on now. And it isn't something that made me lose confidence in what I'm doing, because my wife understands, and I have children from this size on down, and even in their young age, they understand. I think they would rather have a father or a brother or whatever the situation may be, who will take a stand in the face of any kind of reaction from narrow-minded people, rather than to compromise and later on have to grow up in shame and in disgrace. So I just ask you to excuse my appearance. I don't normally come out in front of people without a shirt and a tie. I guess that's somewhat a holdover from the Black Muslim movement, which I was in, and that's one of the good aspects of that movement. It teaches you to be very careful and conscious of how you look, which is a positive contribution on their part. But that positive contribution on their part is greatly offset by too many other liabilities. Before I get involved in anything nowadays, I have to straighten out my own position. And which is clear, I am not a racist in any form whatsoever. I don't believe in any form of racism. I don't believe in any form of discrimination or segregation. I believe in Islam. I'm a Muslim. And there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. Nothing wrong with the religion of Islam. That just teaches us to believe in Allah as the God. And those of you who are Christians probably believe in the same God. Because I think you believe in the God who created the universe. And that's the one we believe in, the one who created the universe. The only difference being, you call him God, and we call him Allah. Jews call him Jehovah. If you could understand Hebrew, you'd probably call him Jehovah too. If you could understand Arabic, you'd probably call him Allah. But since the white man, your friend, took your language away from you during slavery, the only language you know is his language, you know, your friend's language. So you call him, you call for the same God he calls for. When he's putting a rope around your neck, you call for God, and he calls for God. And you wonder why the one you called on never answers you. When I was in the Black Muslim movement, they didn't have the real religion of Islam in that movement. It was something else. But the real religion of Islam doesn't teach anyone to judge another human being by the color of his skin. The yardstick that is used by the Muslim to measure another man is not the man's color, but the man's deeds, the man's conscious behavior, the man's intention. And when you use that as a standard of measurement or judgment, you never go wrong. But when you just judge a man because of the color of his skin, then you're committing a crime, because that's the worst kind of judgment. If you judge him just because he was a Jew, that's not as bad as judging him because he's black. Because a Jew can hide his religion. He can say he's something else, which a lot of them do that. They say they're something else. But the black man can't hide. When they start indicting us because of our color, that means we're indicted before we're born, which is the worst kind of crime that can be committed. Elijah Muhammad had taught us that the white man could not enter into Mecca in Arabia, and all of us who followed him, we believed it. And he said the reason he couldn't enter was because he's white and inherently evil. It's impossible to change him. And the only thing that would change him is Islam, and he can't accept Islam because by nature he's evil. And therefore, by not being able to accept Islam and become a Muslim, he could never enter Mecca. And this is how he taught us. And you know, and so when I got over there and went to Mecca and saw these people who blonde and blue-eyed and pale-skinned and all those things, I said, well, but I watched them closely, and I noticed that there was, though they were white, and they would call themselves white, there was a difference between them and the white one over here. And that basic difference was this. In Asia or the Arab world or in Africa, where the Muslims are, if you find one who says he's white, all he's doing is using an adjective to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21. He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I got back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on any day. And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, this is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in and around Saigon and Hanoi and in the Congo and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But all of that violence that they display at the international level, When you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be nonviolent. They're violent. They're violent in Korea. They're violent in Germany. They're violent in the South Pacific. They're violent in Cuba. They're violent wherever they go. But when it comes time for you and me to protect ourselves against lynchers, they tell us to be nonviolent. We should defend ourselves. And when I say that we should defend ourselves against the violence of others, they use their press skillfully to make the world think that I'm calling on violence, period. And I wouldn't call on anybody to be violent without a cause. But I think the black man in this country, above and beyond people all over the world, will be more justified when he stands up and starts to protect himself, no matter how many necks he has to break and heads he has to crack. I saw in the paper where they, on the television, where they took this black woman down in Selma, Alabama, and knocked her right down on the ground, dragging her down the street. You saw it. You're trying to pretend like you didn't see it because you knew you should have done something about it and didn't. It showed the sheriff and his henchmen throwing this black woman on the ground. On the ground. And Negro men standing around doing nothing about it, saying, well, let's overcome them with our capacity to love. What kind of phrase is that? Overcome them with our capacity to love. And then it disgraces the rest of us because all over the world, the picture is flashed showing a black woman with some white brutes with their knees on her, holding her down, and black, full-grown black men standing around watching it. Why, you are lucky they let you stay on Earth, much less stay in the country. When I saw it, I dispatched a wire to Rockwell. Rockwell was one of the agitators down there. Rockwell, this Lincoln Rockwell. And the wire said, in essence, that this is to warn him that I am no longer held in check from fighting white supremacists by Elijah Muhammad's separatist black Muslim movement. And that if Rockwell's presence in Alabama causes harm to come to Dr. King or any other black person in Alabama who's doing nothing other than trying to enjoy their rights, then Rockwell and his Ku Klux Klan friends would be met with maximum retaliation from those of us who are not handcuffed by this nonviolent philosophy. And I haven't heard from Rockwell since. And brothers and sisters, if you and I would just realize that once we learn to talk the language that they understand, they will then get the point. You can never reach a man if you don't speak his language. If a man speaks the language of brute force, you can't come to him with peace. Why, good night. He'll break you in two, as he has been doing all along. If a man speaks French, you can't speak to him in German. If he speaks Swahili, you can't communicate with him in Chinese. You have to find out, what does this man speak? And once you know his language, you learn how to speak his language. And he'll get the point. There'll be some dialogue, some communication, and some understanding will be developed. And you've been in this country long enough to know the language the Klan speaks. They only know one language. And what you and I have to start doing in 1965, I mean, that's what you have to do, because most of us already been doing it, is start learning a new language. Learn the language that they understand. And then when they come upon our doorstep to talk, we can talk. And they will get the point. There'll be a dialogue. There'll be some communication, and I'm quite certain there will then be some understanding. Why? Because the Klan is a cowardly outfit. They have perfected the art of making Negroes be afraid. And as long as the Negro's afraid, the Klan is safe. But the Klan itself is coward. They never come, one of them never come after one of you. They all come together. Sure, they're scared of you. And you sit there when they putting the rope around your neck saying, forgive them, Lord, they know not what they do. As long as they've been doing it, they're experts at it. They know what they're doing. No, since the federal government has shown that it isn't going to do anything about it but talk, then it is a duty. It's your and my duty as men, as human beings. It's our duty to our people to organize ourselves and let the government know that if they don't stop that Klan, we'll stop it ourselves. And then you'll see the government start doing something about it. But don't ever think that they're going to do it just on some kind of morality basis. No. We only mean vigorous action in self-defense. And that vigorous action, we feel, we're justified in initiating by any means necessary. And when we say this, the press calls us racists in reverse. With skillful manipulating of the press, they're able to make the victim look like the criminal, and the criminal look like the victim. Right now, when in New York, we had a couple cases where police grabbed the brother and beat him unmercifully, and then charged him with assaulting them. They use the press to make it look like he's the criminal and they're the victim. This is how they do it. And if you study how they do it here, then you'll know how they do it over here. It's the same game going all the time. And if you and I don't awaken and see what this man is doing to us, then it'll be too late. They may have the gas ovens already built before you realize that they're hot.
There must be a reason. I was given one more. Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Ça prend une bonne dose de courage et de persévérance pour traverser une pandémie.
Ça prend aussi une bonne dose de patience, de résilience, de confiance, d'optimisme, d'humour et d'amour. Une bonne dose de détermination, d'endurance, d'empathie, de motivation, d'ingéniosité et d'espoir.
Mais surtout, ça prend une deuxième dose de vaccin.
Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Naya